Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay. And, you know, ironically, the reason I was late is I was piddling around and forgot, and I had just found this for my next lifestyle teleseminar. It said, researchers concluded that attributing every absent-minded moment to getting older can actually worsen memory problems. Well, I'm not going to attribute this to getting older. I'm just going to say I'm attributing it to being multi-busy and not reading my calendar thoroughly. So I apologize for being late today, and I'm happy to be with you. And let's get started and see if we have any questions in queue. Okay, Danielle in Toronto, is calcium bentonite clay better to use than sodium, and if so, why? Depends on the sodium. Low percentage sodiums are okay to use internally. High percentage sodiums can tend to cause diarrhea and stomach problems, and I just don't think are as effective for internal use. There's some chemical structure that I'd have to look up to explain to you about the differences. And the calcium bentonites have a stronger bond for holding, I'm not going to say it right unless I look it up. So I'll look that up. And Cheryl, if you'll, I don't see an email address on this one, but, I'll look it up and answer it next time if I don't get an email from you. Thank you. Frank Mathis in Denver, Colorado. I read that you should only use clay internally for short period of times, that using for long period of times could be detrimental. Is that right? I don't believe so. I've been taking it for 10 years daily, so I think taking it for prolonged periods of time actually is a preventative. It's the best health preventative that you can take because it keeps your system clean, it keeps it balanced, it keeps your acidity levels, it gets the bad toxins out before they go into the bloodstream and are absorbed, and then the kidneys have to overwork and the liver to get it out. I don't know who started this rumor, but I would say it's definitely not true, and I hate to see rumors like that starting and people putting them in print that don't really understand and know about clay. I wouldn't do without my clay. Since I've been drinking clay, I am 75 years old, and when I started drinking it, I was getting to the age where my joints ached all the time, and if I sat for very long or rode in a car for a long time, I got out. I really couldn't walk. I had to stand and just kind of stretch and loosen up before I could take a step and walk. I'd get all tightened up. And I just simply don't do that since I've been taking clay on a regular basis. Taking it on a regular basis keeps your body in balance. Clay is all about balance, and a balanced body can heal itself. So I see no detrimental effects. I only see beneficial effects. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Thank you for that question so I can get a chance to set that one straight. Lisa Davis, Ormond Beach. Good afternoon, Perry. I have dry hands and fingertips that split open. I've been wrapping them in clay with a consistent face mask at night. In the morning, I notice for a short while my skin color is lighter where I've had the clay and my fingertips have a number of lines. Is that normal? Any idea why the skin changes colors? And is it safe to do this nightly? And what are the benefits? Thank you. Yes, it is safe to do it. What you're seeing is a lack of oxygen. It's like being in the swimming pool too long. Your fingers turn white and get wrinkly like that. It's just because they're staying moist all that time. But if you notice when you take it off, it doesn't take but a moment for the color to come back and the wrinkles to go away. So it's just like being in the water a long time. There's nothing dangerous about it. I keep clay on all the time, and you know, I've got clay wrapped on my ankle right now where I turned my foot, so I've got a poultice on there. I'll leave it on all day, and I put a thin coat on at night, and the swelling's going down, and it's taking the soreness away. It's just one of those little things with putting a poultice on. But if you let it breathe, if you put it on and put gauze over it or a Band-Aid over it, the clay dries out. And, you know, sometimes you need to put the clay on something and let it dry, like an insect bite. Or I actually right now have some blobs. I'm shrinking some moles on my face, the side of my face. I had two large moles, and I'm getting them down smaller. So I'm really getting aggressive now, and during the day I put blobs of clay on, I let it dry, and then when I reach up and touch it and remember it, I wash it off and I put more fresh clay on and let it dry. But like my ankle, I need to walk around, so I put it on, and this morning it was kind of swollen, so I put it on thick and wrapped a Glad Pressing Seal around it and put a sock on over it. When I take that off tonight, my foot's going to be a little lighter there and probably have some little wrinklies. Nothing to worry about. The benefits are silica. Clay is predominantly silica, and silica is good for nails and bones. I would also recommend that you drink the clay to get that benefit, as well as putting it on topically. And when you take it off and wash your hands, you might take a little coconut oil and rub on your nails and your cuticles and on the tips of your fingers, particularly in the wintertime. Clay followed with coconut oil is a good thing for skin problems. Thank you, Lisa. Sarah Daughtry in Wichita Falls. Woohoo! I used to live 50 miles south of Wichita Falls in Seymour, Texas. I recently cut my finger quite badly slicing tomatoes. I'm so glad I listened to your seminar, because the first thing I did was grab my clay powder and used it to stop the bleeding. Once the bleeding stopped, I switched to the clay mud, kept that on the cut with a bandage. It heals so much quicker than usual, and there was virtually no pain. Thank you for teaching us all. Sarah, thank you very much for that. Could you possibly email me and give me permission to use that testimonial and add it to our list so we can show other people? And thank you for explaining exactly how you did it. That's what people want to hear, that other people had successes. So I really appreciate that. It's nice to get a testimonial here now and then. I'm going to take a minute to cut and paste that one and save it on my computer. And then we'll get back to more questions. If anybody else wants to give us a compliment, we'd love it. But I don't have your email, Sarah, so if somehow you could send it to us, that would be great. Okay, I can't talk and click over in another part. Okay, here we go. All right, let's get back and see what else we have. Well, it looks like we are temporarily out of questions for now. So let's go to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone line has a question they would like to ask. If you do, if you would press star 2 to raise your hand on my computer, I can open your line, and you can chat with me online. In the meantime, let's see what we can talk about clay. I'm trying to think of some interesting new testimonials that I've gotten lately. I had a great one on acid reflux. A lady sent me, and how quickly her acid reflux cleared up, and I'm actually writing an article about that for a magazine. And do you know how many things are out there for acid reflux? You could fill up your medicine cabinet. Tums, Maalox, Zantac, Prevacid, the purple pill, Nexium, lots and lots of over-the-counter milk of magnesia, all these things are designed for that, and most all of them have clay in them. So why not cut to the chase and take a concentrated dose of clay? And it just really cleared up in a heartbeat. I've had people that take the Nexium and still don't get results. Once you start getting heartburn and indigestion, go take a sip of clay. I mean, take about an ounce shot. I call it shot because I drank it out of a shot glass, not that I injected into me. So take a drink, and my shot glass is about an ounce, which is 2 tablespoons. So I take a good little shot glass of clay if I ever get indigestion. But then I drink clay 2 to 3 times a day, so it just never arises for me. Used to, before I started drinking clay, in fact, that's what got me to drinking clay was acid reflux, because I had a severe case and I was afraid I was going to get esophageal cancer from the burning of the acid that kept coming up every night when I'd lay down. So I was trying to sleep propped up on 2 pillows, which isn't very comfortable. So I recommend if anybody has any kind of indigestion, heartburn, stomach ulcer, irritable bowel, leaky gut, drink clay and do it 3 times a day. Drink the liquid clay. It's so much more effective than these other medicines. And when you figure out the cost of a dose of clay, it's just pennies on the dollar to what you spend on these prescription drugs that don't work and have side effects. So I'm going to go back over and check on the questions and see if we have any new ones. Okay, Sarah gave me permission to use her testimonial. Thank you very much. And Lisa said, I have Lipsemal vitamin C throughout the day. How long should I wait after taking vitamin C to take the clay? You know, maybe 30 minutes. I don't really think it affects vitamin C. A lot of your nutrition, people are worried about it bothering your nutrition. Clay is only looking for a substance with a positive ionic charge, and those are the bad things, the virus, the fungus, the overabundance of the yeast, the candida, and that's all it has the magnetic charge for. And I don't believe, to my knowledge, that foods have magnetic charges. The chemical structure doesn't give them a positive or negative ion. So that's the main factor in what clay will absorb. But, you know, to be on the safe side and for your peace of mind, wait 30 minutes. I get up in the morning, take my shower, take my supplements, my vitamins and things, get dressed, go into the kitchen, fix my morning protein drink, and then I take my clay. So maybe 30 minutes, and that'd be a good time. Donna French, can clay be used for sinus infections? Absolutely, Donna. If you'll put a clay poultice, the clay mud, just put it over your cheeks, under your eyes, over those sinus cavities. Put it on thick and let it dry. And also the 2 sinus cavities above your eye, above your eyebrows on the either side. Put the clay all across your forehead, kind of thickly over those areas, and let it dry. And it will start loosening all that pressure in your sinuses. At night, you can put a thin coat on so you can sleep better. If you put a heavy coat on, it dries and cracks and crumbles, and you wake up with clay crumbles in your bed. So if you put a thin coat on, it sticks and it doesn't fall off. So I go to bed at night with clay usually on me somewhere. I have some varicose veins, and the other day I had gone somewhere where I had to stand all day, and that night they were really sticking out and kind of angry and purple. And I just, they weren't hurting, but I could see them. And so I put the clay on there and left it on during the day, and then I put it on at night. I looked this morning, and I could barely see where they were. It had shrunk them. They'd gone back in the school. The purple had gone away in the skin. And so it's great for anything like that. Lisa in Ormond Beach. I have numerous scars from surgery. Would it be beneficial to put the clay mud on those areas? Yes, ma'am. I have seen it reduce the keloid buildup from 20-year-old basketball knee surgeries. I don't care how old the scar is. You start putting the clay on there, letting it dry, and it diminishes that keloid buildup. Clay also has the tendency to dissolve cysts. I know someone just drinking the clay could feel the cyst dissolving in her thumb where she had been cutting hair for 40 years, and the scissors rubbed her thumb, and she had a little cartilage buildup there, you know, a little toughness, kind of like you get when you hold a pencil and you push it against your knuckle and then you get a little hard spot there. Well, she had a little cyst, cartilage knot cyst, and just drinking the clay helped reduce it. But I also told her to put the clay on the outside to help dissolve that buildup. I don't know how it does it. I just know it works, and it will diminish the scar tissue and it will be flat. And it works pretty fast too, so expect results, you know, within a week if you apply it daily. Thank you for that. Has anyone used clay for age spot? If so, how is it to be used and what are the results? Also, I have nodules in my thyroid. Do you know if clay would be effective? I would say clay would be effective for nodules anywhere. We've had people with nodules under their arm. Again, it's a two-prong attack. I want you to drink the liquid clay and also apply the clay topically to your thyroid. You can put it on the area. Look in the, it's right at the base of your throat, but look on the computer where your thyroid is so you have an idea exactly where it is. Put the clay mask over it kind of thickly, let it dry, and then wash it off at night. Put a thin coat on and sleep with it on until you get better results and see the nodules disappear. I would use it a little while after they disappear to make sure you got all of it. Sometimes there's a little one in there that you just can't feel, so keep doing the program. Using it for age spots, I find drinking the clay keeps the age spots from appearing. I have a couple of them. I'm 75. I don't have near as many as most people my age. Got one on my hand, you know, maybe two. That's not very many, so I would say drink the clay and also use the clay topically on those spots. Put it on at night. It just you want to cover the spots, let it dry. You can sleep with it on. Put it on, let it dry before you get in bed. During the day, if you can, put it on thicker. But at night, just put a thin coat on, and you want to just cover it. You don't want to get a big thick buildup of clay because it's going to crack. So you don't want to rub it into the skin where you can't see it. You want to just smear a little smooth coat on and let it dry. And you know, if it's cracking when it dries, then you've got a little too much. So there's something that you don't really just want to rub it into the skin. You want to just put a very thin coat on and try that. Lisa, again, would you recommend a clay enema or is it dehydrating? No, I highly recommend clay enemas, particularly if we could have irritation, inflammation, polyps in your colon, hemorrhoids, absolutely. And I recommend like 1 to 2 ounces of the liquid clay added to a pint, which is 2 cups of water for your enema. You can take more if you like. I see it as tight, it tightens and it pulls the inflammation out of hemorrhoids. It shrinks them. Your insides are constantly secreting mucus or moisture, so I don't see it as anything that's going to dry out. The clay is actually slippery when it's wet. When you put your drinking clay in a glass, don't do it in plastic, but put it in a glass and swirl it around and drink it, and you'll see the slick coating you'll have to wash out. Rinsing it won't get it out. but you'll feel it and it feels slick, so it has that slickness to it. Good questions today. Never apologize about questions, Lisa. I welcome them. Thank you. She said, sorry about all these questions. Where would you recommend putting the clay to detox all day from heavy metals? To detox from heavy metals, Lisa, you need to take a clay bath. If you know you have high levels, be aggressive and take a 2-cup clay bath. If you just have littles or you want to do a preventative and keep them from building up, a 1-cup clay bath twice a week. You can do them every day. You can do them every other day. It depends on how quickly you want to get rid of it. But clay baths where you mix your clay in a blender, you want to get all the lumps out. Pour it in the bathtub, rinse it out, take your blender blades and wash them off. And when I mix mine in a blender, I always put part of the water in first, then the clay, and then fill it to about an inch of the top with water. Blend it till all the lumps are out. The reason I sandwich with, if you drop the dry powder on the blades and then the water over it, sometimes it gets wet and sticks to the blades and it's real hard to get off. So if you'll kind of sandwich it between the water, it will blend easier and get all the lumps out. Get in that tub, get it pretty hot. The purpose of the hot water is to open the pores of your skin. Submerge as much as you can in the water. Keep the water circulating because the clay kind of goes to the bottom. Get a wash rag or a cup and just kind of keep pouring it on you. Stay in 15 to 20 minutes. I recommend you drink some water or an electrolyte drink while you're in there, because if it's a real hot bath, you may notice you start sweating. Well, sweating is a form of detoxing too. It's like athletes running up and down a football field and they have to drink Gatorade and things to keep their electrolytes up to keep from having cramps. And it can also make you woozy, the hot clay bath, like being in a hot tub for too long. So drink some water while you're in there, 15 to 20 minutes. I like to take my clay baths at night because I sleep like a baby. They're very, very relaxing. When you get out, you don't need to do anything but dry off. You don't need to get in the shower and rinse the clay off. Just dry off. What little remains on the skin is just going to be beneficial. And you'll notice when you get out of the bath and dry off, your skin feels baby soft. So, Dawn in Arkansas. Hi, Perry. Another wonderful testimonial from Arkansas. Oh, boy, I love these. Thank you. The long story short, doctor warned me of bone infection and gangrene happening for the digital mucoid cyst on a toe. He wanted to do surgery immediately to remove the cyst and scrape the bone. Patient said, no way. Instead, I wrapped the clay in thick clay and gauze 24/7. It's been amazing to watch the healing process. After a week, it's almost healed. No infection, no surgery, all natural healing thanks to living clay. And I would say you saved a whole lot of money, too. Can you imagine what that doctor bill would cost? Wow. Way to go. I wish everybody with ulcers and wounds that wouldn't heal could hear about clay. If you know people with diabetes that are getting poor circulation in their feet and legs, if they will wrap their legs in clay during the day, wrap them in saran wrap, leave it on, it will pull that circulation. If they can, if it's summertime, just rub the clay on their legs and let it dry. It's going to pull blood flow and circulation, and the blood flow has oxygen in it, and that's what helps the healing. Plus, the clay will pull and debride the dead skin. It heals from the inside out. I'm still amazed at the guy that had the hydrochloric acid burn on his hand, and he kind of wiped it off and put his gloves on and kept working, and by the end of the day, the whole base of the palm of his thumb was black, and it was really burning. He was just on fire, and he went to the emergency room, and they talked about amputating part of his thumb and doing a skin graft. And he came home, and his wife said, "We're going to use clay first." And she put his hand in a bag of clay mud, wrapped it around his wrist, and he kept it on for 14 hours. He said the pain greatly reduced, and the next morning it was amazing. He could move his thumb. He hadn't been able to move it. He kept it on there, and I told him, I said, "If that skin is dead where it's black, the clay will slough it off. It will debride the wound. But don't worry, because it's going to build up from the inside." And sure enough, in a few days, the black piece peeled off, and underneath was healthy skin. And he said within a week it had healed, and to this day you can't tell he had any kind of a burn. So that's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Dawn, for this testimonial. I'm just excited to have these, and every little bit helps. So that is really a good one. So many people get afraid and listen to their doctors and jump in real quick to have things like scraping of the bone. That's pretty serious stuff. And it takes a long time to heal that way. The way they want to remove it takes a long time to heal. My daughter's a diabetic. You know, a prophet in their own country. She listens to her doctor and not to her mama with clay. And she had a bone infection in her foot. And she was laid up for 6 months, sterile gauze, sterile water, doing all these treatments every day. And it took her a long time to heal. I mean, the clay would have done it in a month. But so it's good to have these testimonials. And thank you very much. I'm going to add this one to my list over here. Let me get back. Okay. Carol in Chicago. How to diminish inflammation from post-shingles. Thanks. You just put the clay over those shingles. I wished you had put it on the minute the shingles showed up. I've had them dry up in as little as 3 days, and it takes the pain away. So put the clay mud, the mask, over the shingles. You can put it on generously. You know, if it's a place where you need to wrap it so you can wear your clothes, you can. If you're in a place where you can let it dry, put a fairly thin coat on, let it dry. Leave it on for a while to do its thing after it's dried. Then wash it off. I think you'll find great results with that. And hope you come back and tell us a good testimonial. Carol again, how long will I have to wait for results to feel? In case of inflammation, hands, post-shingles, /PHN, not sure what that means, hands. So she's got the shingles on her hands. You know, I'd put my hand, cover my hand in clay, mud thickly, and wrap it in saran wrap, or fill one of these little thin surgical gloves, kind of put the clay mud down in the fingers and stick your hand in there and squish it up over the hand and gently tape it around your wrist so it stays on there all night long. And you're going to start getting results right away. I mean, the clay works fast. I have recently had a testimonial of a guy who was a wrestler, and his grandmother started treating him with clay. And he had shingles on his shoulder, and she'd put a poultice on and cover it. And when he got home, his mother called her and said, What in the world? This was his aunt. So what did you do? And she said, just wait, leave it on all night, look at it the next day. And the next day it had shrunken up. That was the third application, and it just dried up those shingles. And they told him it would take 2 to 3 weeks to get through it. Don't believe them. All right, Deborah in Toronto. Hi, I have a torn meniscus cartilage in my knees. Do you think a clay poultice would be beneficial? In addition to drinking, I mix the clay in my drinking water and drink it all day long. Is this a good way to ingest the clay? What is the best way to use it for weight loss? Sorry about all the questions. I'm really excited about something so basic could be so healing. When you think of it, it makes a lot of sense, as biblically speaking, we are animated clay. We human are animated clay. I agree. It is so simple. Okay, let's take these one at a time. I recently heard a third-hand story from a lady I met at a demo who said her daughter was in competitive ice skating. And they went to an international tournament, and there was a young girl there who was really good, and she could do backflips on ice. And she was preparing for the Olympics, and she did a backflip and tore her Achilles. And the doctors wanted to do surgery. Well, the mother was a vegan, all into eating well and alternative healing. And they lived in France, and they got the clay, and I didn't talk to her, and she didn't say how. All she said was she used clay on her, and it reattached that Achilles, and she was back skating. I thought she said 2 months, and the girl with me said, no, I thought she said 2 weeks. But even 2 months to cure an Achilles tear is something. I'm sure she kept her off of it with weight, and I imagine she made the clay extra thick and applied it like a cast real thickly over that area, and then probably wrapped it in gauze and then a stretch bandage to make sort of a cast and kept her off of it and gave it time to heal. So I wish I knew how to mix a little bit of plaster with clay and make cast out of clay, because I believe they would reduce the healing time and help rebuild that bone density and nothing flat. Okay, that's one question. In addition to drinking, I mix the clay with my water and drink it all day long. Is that a good way to ingest the clay? What's the best way? Okay. Now, you said in addition to drinking, so I'm assuming you're drinking the chocolate milk-like consistency, the 1-to-8 ratio. You're drinking your 1 to 2 ounces of that, and then you like to mix water in your clay in your drinking water and drink it all day. No problem in that at all. But I do like to see people drink the concentrated version at least first, because it's got a coating effect. Like I said, when you drink it, you notice the coating in the glass. I want that thick coating effect to line you're going to start detoxing and getting bacteria and stuff out. You're going to start doing preventative stuff from the mouth south. The mouth down the esophagus, coating the stomach, balancing your pH, going down through the colon. It's just all good. So as long as you're getting the thicker concentration, the 1-to-8 straight, but if you're diluting it all in water, that's good for getting alkalinity, but you still need the concentrated for healing. Okay? Does that make sense? So do too. Go ahead and take your shot of clay, and then if you want to mix some in your water and just drink it all day long, that's fine. Some people do that. What's the best way to use it for weight loss? There are a couple of ways. If you're into fasting, you can do a juice and clay fast for about 3 days. Most people say they get more energy. I had an athlete that did it for 6 days. I don't recommend a 6-day fast unless you're used to fasting quite a bit. He was drinking juice and water and clay. And he took maybe 6 ounces a day, 6 to 8 ounces a day of clay. He said he didn't get hungry. He had more energy. He didn't hit his wall when he was running. and he was 69 years old trying out for a triathlon or training for a triathlon. Another way, one of our customers said she started drinking 3 ounces of clay like 4 times a day and copious amounts of water. She really stressed water. Now, when you take the clay, you want to give it 15 to 30 minutes to work and to coat and do that before you start piling the water on. But during the day, drink your water. She said she carried water with her all day. She would drink water at night. She had a bottle of water by her bed. If she woke up during the night, she would drink water. And she got to where she lost her craving for chocolate. She got off coffee. She felt better, had more energy, and it took her a year. In a year's time, she went from a 2X to a 18 or a 16. Anyway, she lost several dress sizes. And the testimonial is on aboutclay.com because after a while I forget the amounts and how long. So you can look under weight loss and read some of the testimonials there. Some people are more diligent. Of course, she said she wasn't exercising along with this because she had fibromyalgia. And so she wasn't doing extra exercise, but she was making good choices about what she ate. But she said, normally I can't stay out of the Easter Christmas eggs, the little chocolate Easter eggs. And she said, I could just walk by and look at them and I had no desire to eat one. So it sort of stopped her cravings for the bad things. She noticed she was wanting to eat the healthier things and lost a lot of weight. Now, it's not a magic thing you can do. You need to work on your mind and the type of food you put in your body along with it. But if you get some success with that, be sure and let us know. I think I answered all your questions there. The cartilage in your knee, drinking the clay, and weight loss. Okay, thank you very much, Deborah. These are wonderful questions today, and I never get tired of them, so please. If I add clay water to the bath, will it neutralize the chemicals in the unfiltered bath water? Absolutely, 100%. The gentleman who taught me about clay said he had no qualms if he had been in a tsunami or something like Katrina, and he had nothing but polluted water to drink. He would have no qualms about taking a handful of clay and throw it in a bucket of water, stirring it, and letting it let. You want to mix it up and stir it, and then letting it settle, because the clay will pull the impurities to the bottom, and then drinking the water. He said it wouldn't have bothered me one bit to do that. So much he believes in the clay. And, you know, they use it in filtering wine. They put it in the vat and stir it, and it takes the impurities to the bottom, and then they pour the wine off the top. So, there you go. Carol in Chicago, it means post-hepatic neurological. Okay. She was telling me what the PHN stood for with the shingles, post-herpatic neuralgia. I hope I'm saying that right. I'll look that up and see if I can get a little bit more. And I think it's talking about how it affects the nerves. The shingles are an attack on the nerves. And the clay, it's kind of like poison ivy. On poison ivy, it takes that oil away and it takes that poison off the skin that stays there so long. And I think the clay does the same thing with shingles. I just know that it works. I actually thought I didn't go to the doctor and get it diagnosed, but I had this rash come up on my side and I was starting to feel the sharp pains like nerve, and I thought, oh, I'm trying to get shingles. And I got my clay and put it on, and I put it on twice, and it went away. It never developed. If you can get to it quick, you can stop it from developing. Gabby in in Wyoming. Perry, will clay help very old freeze bite to toes? Thanks. So good to hear you today. You know, it's worth a try. If you still have your toes, that means that there's some circulation there. They would have rotted off. So I would put the clay on thickly, let it dry, and really pull that circulation back to the feet at night. Put a coat on, wrap it in saran wrap, put socks over it, and do it. Just do it all day long that you can. Let's save those toes. I don't know how much damage is done. Again, if the dead skin needs to slough off, it will slough it off, but it rebuilds skin underneath. So I don't know how it works that way. I've just seen it do it. So get on those toes right now. You know, I wish I could get word to those people in Virginia that have been drinking that polluted water to get started on clay and to use clay in their water to make sure it's okay. So if you know anybody out there, tell them about clays and all those people up north that are freezing and in this cold, cold weather. It's so easy to get frostbite. Tell them, you know, that clay's going to bring back the circulation. So get those hands and those toes in clay. Good timing on that one, Gabby. Thank you. Lisa, again, if I add clay to the bath water, will it neutralize the chemicals? Okay, I answered that one. Okay, I've answered that one. I answered that one. And I'll see if we have any more. And let me run over to the phone line. Would anybody on the phone line like to ask a question? I do have a line open here. Hello? Hello? This is Perry. Are you on the call? Well, they may have had the line open quite a while. When I clicked back over it, the line was, her hand was raised. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yes.
This oh, okay. Hey, Perry. Could you put liquid clay in a neti pot?
You know, you can, but you don't want to put too much because you don't want to burn the skin. So I would do a diluted amount of liquid into the water of the neti pot. Maybe try a fourth of a teaspoon. And mm-hmm. I've even had some people say it kind of burns, but it was, you know, it was stimulating, but it went away quickly and it seemed to help. So I have done it a little bit, and I'm still experimenting with using the liquid clay after it's settled. Take the clay off the top and add it to eyewash solution. I'm experimenting with how much to use right now. I made some up this morning where I put like 2 ounces in there to wash my eyes out. And I washed my eyes in a little eye cup, and immediately I had a little blob of white stuff in the corner of one eye. And so I want to play with the amount to see about, you know, cataracts and just itchy, inflamed eyes. And I notice when I put a clay poultice on the outside of my eyes, I know I'm changing subject here, and lay down mm-hmm. and leave it on there, my dry eyes go away. It's like it stimulates something. I generally get a lot of pus out of my eyes if there's any in there. I've done it so much now, I'm not getting as much out. But my eyes seem to not be so dry. So, yeah, try that in the neti pot and let me know. But I would just put a small amount and gradually build up. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Right. And thank you for telling me that about the eyes. I wouldn't have ever thought about it because, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm using eyewash solution. You can get it at the grocery store. It's our drugstore. You don't want the lens cleaner. You want to make sure you have the eye wash. It's a sterile water. And I just put comes in a little bottle of 4 ounces, and I squeezed it into a glass jar, and I added 1 ounce of the liquid clay already made up. You know, and if you make it yourself, make sure you wait overnight until all the grit settles. And when I did it, I had no feeling of grit in my eyes, and that's what you want to avoid.
Okay, that sounds good. They felt
firm, tighter, but my eye doctor had told me one eye looked like it was trying to start a little cataract, and I thought, okay, I'm going to start doing this and see if I can turn that around and get a report the next time. So, good question. Thank you.
Thank you, because when I went to the eye doctor last, she said, well, you've got baby cataracts. So,
yeah,
you know, I could start doing that and possibly turn that around.
Right. If you want to email me, I'll send you the specific directions that I use, and we can both try it together.
Okay.
We'll start our own little study group.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting ready to finish up with my third. I just buy the liquid clay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just buy the liquid. And so I'm finishing up the third bottle right now. And so I also, I guess, you know, I have thought that, you know, since what it's doing inside my intestines, I'm also taking a probiotic. Is that a good idea?
Yes, uh-huh. Take it a little bit away. Take it a couple of hours away from the clay. Probiotics are always good to take. Clay has some good gut flora that will add to it, but I think we need more. And, you know, like the candida, if people have candida, it will just overpower the good gut flora. And then so probiotics are needed to help balance that out and kill off the candida.
So, I have had a compulsive overeating difficulty since young age, and so I am just trying to just put in everything, you know, and the things that I would eat were in copious amounts of food. I mean, right now I'm losing weight since I started the clay, but I'm just trying to reverse some of the damage that I did with things that I ate. I've actually gone gluten-free now, and I'm trying to eat organic food, and I just feel miraculous. I mean, it's just amazing what it's done.
Yes, it's, you know, when you eat right, your body responds beautifully. It's absolutely amazing. The body needs to rest sometime, and when you're eating heavy foods that take long times to digest, it doesn't give your body time to rest and recuperate. So that's why some people go on a 3-day fast or something like that, or a juice fast, is to let it rest. And so I hear you making healthy choices and wisdom, and you can do this. When you get, you know, I recommend you eat small portions and eat more often.
Yeah.
And have some healthy snacks that you can eat in between to help break the habit, and let it be all right to leave food on your plate. That was a hard one for me. You're supposed to clean your plate, and no matter what I put on there, I was supposed to clean it. Well, you can always go back and get more, but sometimes when you eat out, they give you these humongous servings, and I just take it home, and then I have another meal. But, you know, I eat because I like the taste of food. So until I get so full, I would keep putting bites in because I'm addicted to the taste. The flavor is what, and that's how so many of us start overeating. We just want one more bite of that good flavor. So, and I noticed when I was eating all raw, the flavor wasn't exciting, and I just I realized I was full and I didn't need any more. So it made me aware of where my fullness level was, and I was eating plenty, but I wasn't inclined to overeat.
Yes.
So
one more. Can you put just dried clay, I mean just the powder, clay powder on your genitals?
Yes. but you can also use the hydrated. It's going to get gummy down there when you put the dry powder.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the hydrated clay and kind of push it up inside you, and particularly back toward the urethra, the little pee hole. And I've had people clear up urinary tract infections with that and stop the burning. Or if you get, you know, some yeast infection and have the itching, put that wet clay on there, mush it up in you. It's going to come out naturally. And then just wear it a little panty liner.
Yeah. That's what
I would prefer that to the dry powder.
Okay. So I would take the dry powder and make it into a just a
1-3 ratio. One part clay and 3 equal parts of water. Shake it real good. Let it sit for about 10 minutes because it needs to absorb the water and expand.
All
and
right.
It'll be about like chocolate pudding or sour cream.
Okay.
Excuse me. And just take a glob of that and kind of mush it up in you. I know it sounds a little gross. It's cold. It'll feel good. And try to push it up in there. And then just get a little panty liner and wear it and just leave it there. And you can do it at night and sleep with a pair of panties on, or you can do it during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people with genital herpes, men and women, who've applied the clay mask all around the genitalia area that have cleared it up.
I believe it. I believe it.
Great questions, honey.
Okay.
Keep us posted on that weight loss. And you can do this.
I certainly will.
You're wanting to take control of your life.
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Good on you.
All right.
Here comes a high five, okay?
Woo! Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Perry.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we started out slow, but we're picking up fast. I'm going to see if we had any more questions come in. Carol, is it okay to get enemas with clay and coffee? Thank you. You are right with the nerves on the hand. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yes, a clay and coffee enema. I'm trying to think. Coffee tends to be acidic, and clay is alkaline, so it's going to neutralize, they're going to neutralize each other. It's going to be a little bit of a yin and yang, but, you know, try it and see. And see which way you like it. Try them individually, then try them together and see which one you like the best. Sometimes we just have to experiment around, but clay is generally very soothe. The only thing I see it might be doing is neutralizing one or the other. So, no harm to try. All right, Cheryl and Candace, can you use clay while taking chemo? Clay is very good to take while taking chemo. Clay doesn't enter the bloodstream, so it's not going to interfere with your IV chemo treatments. But it's going to, the chemo kills off everything, and usually we get sores in our mouth, the stomach burning, It really keeps you all raw from the mouth south. So drinking clay daily, I have been able to help a lot of people. Some of them get nauseous from the chemo treatments and have been able to stay on them because they're drinking clay for the nausea. And it's going to help rebalance the body and balance that pH. And I would also recommend clay baths if you can get in and out of a bathtub, because that's going to help take the dye off out after these toxins, after these, the chemo has killed all these things off. We need to get them out of the body. And the clay baths can be very relaxing. If you have a hard time sleeping, take your clay bath at night because they're very relaxing. And bless you and good luck with that. Thank you, Cheryl. There is an article on aboutclay.com about taking clay before and after chemo. You'll have to scroll down. I'm not sure where it is, but it, you'll see the word cancer and chemo, or chemo, in the title. And that's aboutclay.com under the articles and clay information. All right. Okay, I'm going back over to the phone line. Gee, we've gone on. It's almost 1 o'clock, and we started out slow, but we sure caught up. Is anybody else like to ask a question before we call it a day? Thank you for staying this long online with me, and I apologize for my memory lapse of forgetting. At the end of the month, I have a week there with no clay seminar. So I kind of forget, and I'm not attributing it to old age, just multitasking. Okay, I'm going to check one time on the questions because sometimes they come in after I click off. Well, it's been wonderful being with you. We had a great conversation today. Thank you all for all the testimonials. I appreciate each and one of you, and please know I'm here for you. And if you'd like to contact me personally, my phone number and email address is in the back of the book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. Or you can go to livingclaybook.com, and my contact information will be there, livingclaybook.com. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. It's thrilling to see so many people online and with all the questions coming in. I appreciate your support. Now, go drink some clay. Goodbye and have a wonderful weekend. This is Perry A. signing out.
The moderator has left the conference.